from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter. That spares the younger Biden a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions and reverses the president's past commitments not to use the extraordinary clemency powers of the presidency for the benefit of his family. A man hospitalized by a hit and run at the Jersey Shore is also mourning the death of his dog.
On Saturday, the Absecon police arrested 52-year-old Byron Jones of Mays Landing in connection with a hit-and-run in the city early that morning. Police said Jones drove away after he struck a 25-year-old Absecon man who was with his dog. The dog was killed. The victim, identified as Syed Hoke, was hospitalized with what police called life-threatening injuries. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Two former Princeton University grad students are testing a filtration system in Atlantic City that would, for the first time, filter microplastics out of the water supply.
Microplastics are found in 93% of our bottled water, but because they are so small, they enter our bodies undetected and can be dangerous, says Yidian Liu, co-creator of the Polygon system. Microplastics can also carry other harmful chemicals.
We found out actually this year that microplastic quantity and sizes that are found in human bodies has really increased in comparison to many years ago. And that data is really alarming because we don't know what is the threshold for microplastic to actually cause fatal health threat to our next generation.
She says microplastics can cause metabolism and reproduction dysfunctions as well. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms, looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall targeted, protecting New Jersey children from online predators. This Thursday night at 7, watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen here on New Jersey 101.5. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how's the weather looking this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Chief Meteorologist.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:06. Here's fast traffic.
More road work on the Garden State Parkway northbound in Monmouth County. Repairs between exit 98 and 100. And now in the northbound express lanes, they're closing a left lane between 117 and 120 in Matawan. There's already southbound work in the local lanes getting through that area. And southbound work in Toms River, exit 82 to 80. We still have an accident on northbound Route 130 in Willingboro, Burlington County. All lanes are shut between Cooper Street and Wood Lane Road. Southbound 295 closed at the Aljo curve, and 76 East has the right lane closed between 130 and 295. That caused a real jam coming off the Walt Whitman Bridge a few minutes ago. It is still slow, but not as bad as before. Southbound truck lanes of the Turnpike are closed, and northbound Route 18 in East Brunswick shut for construction. Tice's Lane to Edgeboro Road. Cross the Hudson, leaving New Jersey. Three left lanes closed upstairs at the George Washington Bridge. About 20 minutes, cars and buses use the lower level. The Lincoln will be better than the Holland, which is losing a lane, and some slowdowns approaching the Outer Bridge crossing 440 North as road work at Route 35. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Live, local, legendary. We are New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, it's Judy.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly clear overnight. It's going to be a pretty cold night ahead, lows between 25 and 30, and a brisk and chilly Tuesday on the way with sunshine. There will be some afternoon clouds mixed in, high temperature around 40. Mainly clear and cold Tuesday night, low temperatures down into the 20s to around 30. And for Wednesday, increasingly windy. We'll have some sunshine followed by clouds. Highs will be in the low 40s, and some rain and snow showers coming through Wednesday night into early Thursday. Windy and colder late Thursday. I'm Brian Thompson.
In Sussex, it's 24 degrees, Trenton, 30 degrees, and Egg Harbor Township, 27. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind, next.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.